Մենք շատ ծանոթ մասիցն եմ ուզում այսօր ձեր համար կարդամ, որ վստահ այս մասը բոլոր նրանք, որ ավետարանը կարդացել են, լսել են եւ հաճույք են տալի.
I want to start my meeting by reading a very familiar portion of the Bible. Those of you who are familiar with your Bible, I'm sure you have enjoyed this passage many times before. Եվ
ես ինքս այսօր էլ որ նորից կարդացիմ, շատ հաճույք տարամ եւ օրհնվամ.
And when I was reading this passage again today, I really enjoyed it immensely.
Մատթեոսի 11 գլուխ 28-ից մինչև 30 համարներն են. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 until 30. Ինձ մոտ եկեք ամեն վաստակածներ եւ բեռնավորվածներ եւ ես հանգիստ կտամ ձեզ։ Ձեզ վրա առեք իմ լուծը եւ ինձանից սովորեցեք, որովհետեւ ես հեզ եմ եւ սրտով խոնար եւ ձեր անձերի համար հանգստություն կգտնեք, որովհետեւ իմ լուծը քաղցր է եւ իմ բեռը թեթեւ։
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Ասում են Սուրբ Գրքի մեջ 1900 հրավեր կա։
1900. There are 1900 callings and invitations in the Bible.
Եվ որոշ այդ հրավերներն ուղղակի Աստծո կողմից է եղել։
And some of these invitations when is directly to from God calling us towards him.
Եթե մեհատ շատ մեծ մարդ այս երկրի մեջ կամ կարևոր մեկը ձեզ համար հրավեր ուղարկի, դուք շատ եք ուրախանում։
You will be delighted if somebody who has a very high standing in this country sends you an invitation.
Կարծում եմ առաջի բանը, որ կանեք է սա, որ տարբեր ընկերներին լուր կտաք հեռախոսով, որ գիտեք ով ինձ հրավիրել։
I think one of the first things you will do if you have such an invitation is that immediately you will contact your friends on the telephone and say, do you know who I've been invited by?
Եվ հրավերա թուղթն էլ կբերեք եկեղեցում ամենից ցույց կտաք։
Yes, and you will bring the party invitation and show it off to everybody in
the church. Եվ կասեք, որ ես ինչքան կարևոր մեկն եմ, որ օրինակի համար երկրի նախարարը կամ թագուին կամ այսինչ մեկին ինձ հրավիրել։
And in yourself you will feel very important because you've had such an invitation from such a prominent person.
Հիմա մենք հրավեր ունենք Տերոջ կողմից։
Now we have been called by God himself.
Որ շատ հատուկ հրավեր է։
And it's a unique invitation.
Եվ կարծում եմ ամենասքանչելի հրավերը ավետարանի մեջ այս համարն է, որ կարծես։
And I think the most beautiful calling and invitation that we can have through the Bible is what we have just shared together.
Շատերի փրկության պատճառ է եղել։
And it's a verse that's been the cause of salvation for so many people.
Ես կարող եմ երևակայեմ Հիսուսը ձեռքերը այսպես բացավ։
I can imagine that Jesus was standing there with outstretched arms.
Բաց բազուկներով ասավ ինձ մոտ եկեք։
And he called his people, come on to me.
Բոլոր հոգնածներ, բեռնավորվածներ, ինձ մոտ եկեք։
All of you who are weary, all of you who are burdened, come on to me.
Ես կարող եմ հուշակեմ ովքեր այդտեղ կային։
I can guess what kind of people would have been there.
Տարբեր ձևի հիվանդներ,
people who are sick,
կաղեր, բորոտներ,
people who've got physical disabilities,
ողեր,
people who are suffering from leprosy, thieves,
եւ տարբեր կրոնական մարդիկ, որտեղ իր շուրջը բռնած էին,
different people who come from different religious backgrounds and standing,
եւ մեծ ու փոքր իր շուրջը հավաքված.
And I can imagine older people, younger people all gathering around him.
Բոլոր բեռնավորված էին.
And all of these people, one way or other, were burdened
Եվ
in some way.
Տեսնին, Հիսուսը ինչ խոստում է տալիս այդ հրավերից.
And wanted to know what promises God was giving in his invitation.
Եվ Հիսուսի հրավերը սա էր, որ եթե ինձ մոտ գաք, ես ձեզ խաղաղություն կբարգեւեմ.
And this is the promise of Jesus, that if you come to me, I will give you peace.
Եվ
I will give you rest.
Որ այսօր մարդիկ որքան խաղաղության կարիք ունեն։
Do you realize how much people need peace these days?
Շատ մեծ հարստությունն է հանգիստ հոգին, խաղաղ սիրտը։
It's a big wealth to have peace of mind and to have rest.
Երբակայք եթե մենք այս աշխարհի մեջ ամեն ինչ ունենանք, բայց հանգիստ հանգստություն չունենանք, մտային խաղաղություն չունենանք։
If we had
all material blessings, but we did not have peace of mind. What would it account for? What would it be worth if we had the whole world, but we did not have peace of mind and rest?
Ուրեմն այս խոսքը, որ Հիսուս Քրիստոսը ասավ, եւ այս խոստումը, որ տվավ ամեն անխաղաղ մարդկանց համար.
Therefore, what Jesus promised in this verse is applicable to everyone who hasn't got
rest.
And it's very applicable for every one of us here today. This promise of God is for those who are poor in spirit, for those who are broken-hearted, for those who are grieving, for those who are in despondency, for those people who have a lot of discord in their family life. It's for those people who are slaves of bad habits. For those people who've lost their sense of direction and don't know which way to turn. For those people who have no hope for their future. For those who are on their own. Those people who are fearful and anxious. For those people who are fed up with their lives. For those people who've lost their trust and confidence. And for those people for whom life has lost its sense of purpose. And for those people especially who've tried in many different ways to have access to peace and rest and have not been successful. They have even tried many different religions. They have fasted, they have prayed. They have given their gift. They have participated in different religious rituals. They've done good works. They have given animal sacrifices. They have visited the graves of holy ones. But still they do not have peace. The promise and the invitation that Jesus Christ gives has reality for every one of these categories. And it has reality for us here
today.
When I read this portion of the Bible, it seems to me that Jesus is only speaking this for right now, the 21st century. Because this invitation is as new now as was then when it was written. But what can we do to have access to this rest and peace? What can we do to have spiritual and mental peace? And this is not for those people who haven't salvation, who haven't committed themselves to the Lord. But this is applicable for people who've been walking with the Lord, but for some reason have lost their peace. I'm going to suggest three very important ways to have access to peace again. First of all, the Bible says those people who have truly repented can have peace of mind.
Acts 3:19. Լավ, նայեք տեսեք այս համար որքան կարևոր համար է։
Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
Երբ որ դուք ասում ես սրտանց ապաշխարում եք, մեղքի դժվարությունը վերանում է, Աստուծո խաղաղությունը գալիս է ձեր մեջ.
It says here when you truly repent, the effect of sin is taken away and you start getting peace.
Մեղքը իր հետ հոգս ապերում։
When you are in sin, sin brings its heavy burdens with it.
Սուրբ Գիրքն ասում է մեղավոր մարդը տատանված ծովի նման է, որ երբեք խաղաղ չի։
The word of God says the sinful man is someone who's always wavering as if on sea. He can never have peace.
Երբ որ մենք մեր մեղքերից սրտանց ապաշխարում ենք,
when we truly repent from the bottom of our hearts from our sins, and we leave them behind, and we leave our past life behind us,
առաջին բանը, որ մեր կյանքի մեջ պատահում է, այս է, որ հոգեկան հանգստություն ենք ձեռքբերում։
The first thing that we acquire is that we have mental peace.
Որովհետև մենք Աստծո հետ հաշտվում ենք։
Because now we have reconciliation with
God. Որովհետև Աստծո հետ հաշտվում ենք, մեր անձի հետ ենք հաշտվում։
And because now we become reconciled with God, we have reconciliation with ourselves also.
Եվ հետո ուրիշների հետ ենք հաշտվում։
And also this reconciliation becomes extended to others around us.
Մեր սրտերի մեջ խաղաղությունն է ներս գալիս։
And therefore we feel peace in our hearts and minds.
Ես հիշում եմ, երբ որ ես ապաշխարամ,
I remember when I repented.
Այդ եղբայրսեթենս տան մեջ էր, երբ որ ոտի կանգնամ,
It happened in Brother Seth's house when I stood up.
Զգացին, որ մատ մեծ սար էր, որ իմ ուսերի վրա էր, որ ինքավ ցած։
I felt that the heavy mountain had been removed from my shoulders.
Եվ հետո իմ դիմաց մատ հայելի կար։
And there was a mirror opposite me.
Եվ այդ հայելու մեջ որ նայամ,
And when I saw my reflection in the mirror,
իմ դեմքս որ տեսամ,
When I looked at my face in the mirror,
Առաջին անգամն էր, որ ինքսին ինձ սիրացիմ։
It was the first time that I saw my reflection and I quite liked myself.
Եվ ասում եմ, ինչքան լավ տղա եմ եղել։
What a nice boy I am.
Եվ իմ դեմքս էր փայլում էր։
My face was shining.
Եվ Աստուծո խաղաղություն եկել էր ինձ մեջ։
And the peace of God had entered me.
Եվ առաջին անգամն էր, որ խաղաղության համուհոտը ճաշակում էի։
And it was for the first time that I was savoring peace.
Ճշմարիտ ապաշխարության հետևանքը խաղաղությունն է։
This is the byproduct of true repentance.
Ուրեմն, եթե մեր կյանքի մեջ էլ մեր խաղաղությունը ձերքից տվենք, պետք է տեսնենք, ինչ մեղքի մեջ ենք ապրում, որ չի թողնում, որ մենք խաղաղենք։
If we have lost the peace we had in our lives, we have to examine and see what kind of sin has entered our life.
Ամեն ձևի մեղք կարող է խաղաղությունը մեջ ստանալ։
Any kind of sin can destroy our peace.
For
example, jealousy and envy. If you have a discord with somebody else. If you've been greedy. If you've been proud. If you've been gossiping. Any one of these will stop us having a peaceful life and state of mind. But when we've been delivered from them. And walk with the Lord. His peace enters our hearts and minds. The second way is this. That we have to commit ourselves totally to Jesus Christ. If we pay attention, we see that Jesus says, come to me. He doesn't refer us to anyone else. He doesn't refer us to God the Father. Because he is the living image of God. He says, come on to me. And no one invites anyone like this to themselves. Everybody has referred the person to God. But Jesus says, come to me. I will give you rest. He is the Prince of Peace. And it's interesting, the sort of people he says come to me. All of those who are anxious and heavy burdened. Generally speaking, we don't want to associate with people who have a lot of problems. Yes, usually we try to get away from people who have a lot of problems. And if there are people who are always complaining and talking about their problems, people around them try to avoid them. They want to be with ones who give them a lift. But Jesus says the opposite. Come to me, those of you who are particularly heavily burdened. Because he has a message for them. He invites them to come to me and take my burden upon your shoulders. You know what burden means in this? It was the piece of machinery that they used to put on the oxen so that they can thread the corn. So that they will not go away from their path. This is what Jesus is suggesting for people to do. Take my burden. Means come under my ownership. Come under my leadership. Under my control. Commit your lives to me. Surrender your lives to me. And you will see that you get peace in your life. It's interesting how Jesus says that my burden is not heavy. My yoke is sweet. Yes, my burden is light. My yoke is light. And you will start savoring peace in your life. What Jesus means here is when he says, my yoke is light and my burden is light, is man, become fully committed to me, surrender yourselves to me, and obey. This is a story. Somebody who was in deep depression goes to the psychiatrist and says, what can I do? I'm terribly unhappy.
Yes, I know.
And the psychiatrist suggested to him that we have a very good clown visiting our town, and go and see him, he'll give you a lift. And the man replies to the psychiatrist that I'm the very clown that you are sending me to. You are sending me to myself?
Yes, Martkans titagatsum em.
I make other people laugh. But my heart is very heavy. I don't have peace. Praise the Lord that Jesus does not send us away to others. He invites us to go to him. I remember my elder brother, Brother Hayk, who was martyred for his faith. Before he repented, he was a very good singer and also he enjoyed a good dance.
Yes,
and his example was Elvis Presley. And he used to dance like Elvis and teach others also. And they were very noisy dances and music. He used to play the guitar.
Yeah,
he used to sing loudly and swing his guitar around and imitate Elvis. This is how he did it. And he had a group of friends who would do the same thing with him. So that they would enjoy
themselves.
And then sometimes in the middle of these parties we see that Brother Hayk is missing. Where is he? What's happened to him? He would go to a corner. And sometimes he would hide even under the bed. And he would start crying bitterly. Hayk, what's the matter with you? I did all this so that I would be joyful. But I don't have any joy. Nothing gives me joy. Come on to me, Jesus says. Don't go anywhere else.
Ուրիշ բաներ մի փորձեք, ինձ մոտ եկեք.
Don't try anything else, come to me.
Իմ լուծ առեք ձեր վրա.
My yoke is light, take my yoke.
Ինձ հանձնվեք.
Commit yourselves to me.
Եվ ձեր ճանչի մեջ խաղաղություն կունենաք.
And then you will acquire peace in your life.
Իսկ երրորդ ճանապարհը,
the third way,
առաջին Պետրոս 5:7-ն ասում մեզի, առաջին Պետրոս 5:7. Ասում է ձեր բոլոր հանգարողիք գոցել ասեք, ասում է ձեր բոլոր հոգսը գցեք ինձ վրա, որովհետև ես ձեր համար մտածում եմ.
Cast all your burdens onto me because I care for you.
Ձեր բոլոր հոգսը գցեք ինձ վրա.
Cast all your burdens onto me.
Երբ որ մենք սովորում ենք մեր խնդիրները հանձնենք Աստծուն եւ ապավինենք իր վրա, մեր անձերի մեջ խաղաղություն ենք ստանում.
When it becomes a habit for us to cast our anxieties onto him and take refuge in him, then we experience his peace.
Շատ ժամանակ մենք ասում ենք հանձնում ենք, բայց չենք հանձնում.
Often we say that we've committed it to the Lord, but in reality we haven't.
This is my problem.
And I say, Lord, in my prayers I'm committing it to you. But once the prayer is ended, can you return that problem to me? I undo my shirt and I open my heart. And I put the problem in there and I start worrying what will happen. After that, what will happen? If what this doesn't work out, then what will I do? The Lord says, really, have you committed it to me? Has this ever happened to you? You give a present to somebody, then you have a change of heart and say, can I have it back, please? But this is what we often do. We don't commit it to the Lord. Not fully. Not in totality, we don't do it. We don't do it from the bottom of our hearts. We don't do it in a practical way. It's just word of mouth. What the Lord says is, cast your anxiety onto me and let me sort it out. Take refuge in me. This is the way to acquire peace.
Ես միած ձեր քիշատ չեմ, մոտավորապես մեն 60 տարեկան մարդի կնոջ ճանաչում եմ Պարսկաստանում.
I knew a lady who was in her 60s, middle-aged in Iran.
Որ այս կինը շատ լավ հավատացյալ էր.
She was a very good believer.
Բայց իր ամուսինին տարիներ առաջ ձեռքից տվել էր.
She had lost her husband many years before. She had to raise 5 children.
Շատ աղքատ էր.
She was poor. She used to do housework in various homes, cleaning. Yes, sometimes she did their washing as well. And she was always singing and very happy. And she used to do housework for a family that the landlord of the house was very bad-tempered. And was jealous of the joy that this lady had. You have no care in your life. You're careless. You don't think about it. Yes, you have no brains. You don't think about anything.
Do
you ever stop and think that if your landlord decides to throw you out, who's going to take you in with 5 children? Ever worry that if one of your 5 children becomes ill, with what money are you going to take her to the doctor and to the hospital? Have you ever worried? Have you ever thought that if you drop dead, who's going to raise your 5 children? Ah, she turns around to me and says, it's the ifs that's making you miserable. Huh? All my ifs I've committed to him. And I take refuge in him and I trust him. He takes care of my worries.
Աստված օրհնավ իրանց եւ այս կինը իշքան օրհնյալ մեկը դարավ ամենի համար.
And would you believe if I tell you that she raised her five children very well, they were all successful, they all had a good life.
Հարուստները շատ հարստություն բաներ ունին, բայց ուրախ չին, ես կնգան ուղարկում ինքն դեր իրանց ուրախության պատճառն է.
There were many rich people we knew who were unhappy and we used to send this lady to cheer them up.
Նա մի հարստություն ուներ, որ շատերը չունին դրան.
She had the kind of wealth that these other people didn't
have.
Because she had developed the habit of committing her problems to the Lord and taking refuge in Him. Now I want to ask you another question. What kind of peace is this that Jesus can give us? What are the qualities of this peace? First of all, it's an inner peace.
Սուրբ գիրքը Կողոսացից երրորդ գլխի 15-ամարի մեջ
Colossians
ասում երրորդ 15-ի մեջ ասում է Աստծո խաղաղությունը ձեր սրտերի վրա իշխի.
Let the peace of God reign in your hearts.
Ստամատ ներսի խաղաղությունը.
The peace we're talking about is inner peace.
Արտաքին բան չի, այլ ներսից է բխում.
It is not a superficial thing, it's an inner thing.
Եվ Հիսուս ասաց, որ նա, որ ինձ հավատում է, իր ներսիցը կենթանի գետեր կբխան.
And Jesus said, those who believe in me, living waters will come from within them.
Ես ձեզի ասեմ, բան.
Let me tell you something.
Ոչ ոք չի կարող մարդու ներսը փոխի.
No one can change the inner man.
Սա միայն Աստծո գործն է, որ մարդու ներսը փոխում է.
God only can change the inner man.
Ինչ որ այս աշխարհը կտա մեզի ամենը երևույթի բանը.
Anything that the world can give us is superficial.
Բայց Տերոջ խոսքը ասում է մի խաղաղության մասին, որ մեր ներսի վրա մի, ներսի մեջ է իշխում.
But the word of God talks about such a peace can indwell within us.
Եվ սա ինչ օրհնյալ է բանը.
And what a blessing that is.
Երկրորդ հատկությունը որ այս խաղաղությունն ունի.
The second quality of the type of peace we're talking about.
Նախորոք երաշխավորվելա գարանտիա եղել.
This the sort of peace that God has guaranteed to us from before, from eternity.
Մի խաղաղությունը, որ պատրաստվելա մեր համար.
It's the peace that God had prepared for us from eternity.
Եսայա 53 գլխի մեջ 5-ամարի մեջ.
Isaiah 53
5-ամարը
5th chapter.
Ասում է, որ Հիսուսը խաչի վրա ոչ թե միայն մեր մեղքերը վերցրավ.
It says Jesus not only took our sin away on the cross, not only he took our pain away, he took all our burdens away on the cross. He took our burdens upon himself on the cross. What a blessed message is this. If he's taken our burdens, why should I shoulder it again myself? So this is something that Jesus has already prepared for us. One day I was listening to a message from Benny Hinn and I was really surprised.
He
said, I want to share a secret with you today. Jesus will not save you today. I said, what's he talking about?
Ասավ ես ուզում եմ լավ մի ամիտ ունենք։ Հիսուսը այսօր ձեր ոչ մեկի մեղքերը չի ների։
I want you to have assurance that today Jesus cannot forgive any of your sins.
Այսօր ձեր ոչ մեկի հիվանդությունը չի բժշկի։
Today he will not deliver you from your sicknesses.
Ոչ մեկի ծիրան դժվարություններից ու հոգսերից չի ազատի։
Today he will not deliver any of you from your difficult circumstances and pains.
Բենեին ինչ ասում։
And everyone was shocked. What is Benny Hinn talking
about?
What I am saying here today, Jesus is not going to carry it out for you today. And when everyone was completely shocked, why? Because he's already done it for you 2,000 years ago. He's completed it, finished it, got it ready for you 2,000 years ago.
Չիանի.
He doesn't have to do it today.
Այսօր գալիս եք եւ այդ բանը, որ 2,000 տարի առաջ խաչի վրա պատրաստելա, ընդունում եք եւ ձեր բաժինն
է. What you are doing today, what he carried out 2,000 Years ago, you come and you accepted you as your portion today.
Praise the Lord.
This is something that is guaranteed to us from the past.
The
third quality of this peace is, it's a very blessed quality. You know what it is? He says, it is my peace that I give on to you. John 14:27. It's my peace that I give on to you. Not the peace that the world can give. Do you know which night it was that Jesus shared this with his disciples? The very night that he was going to be crucified. That very night that he was going to be crucified, he's saying, I'm going to give you my peace. Can you imagine what kind of peace he had when he was standing in front of Pilate and everybody was condemning him? Can you imagine what kind of peace he had when they were giving him torture? He wasn't bitter, he wasn't blaspheming anybody, he was taking it
on.
When he was carrying the burden and the sin of the whole world upon his shoulder on the cross, and they were putting nails through his hands and feet, what kind of peace he had that he could endure this all? Do you remember when Jesus was asleep in the boat and the sea was very stormy, very choppy? The disciples were very anxious. In the middle of such heavy storm, Jesus was peacefully asleep. This is why he knows he has that kind of peace to give. I cannot recall in which European country this incident took place. It may even have been in England. I can't recall at the moment. This is a true story. There was a competition. Yeah, a competition for painters, artists. The prize winner was going to be the person who would be able to paint such a painting that would give peace to everyone looking at it. A very difficult subject matter. It's a very subject matter to work with. A painting that will produce peace to the onlookers.
Yeah.
Famous painters came and started painting. One artist has painted a couple in beautiful surroundings, holding hand in hand, walking. For example, Michael and Rosita. Very peaceful picture. But that wasn't the winner. Second artist had painted a mother holding a baby, and they both had very serene expressions. That wasn't the winner either. And so many other paintings did not win. Do you know what picture was the winner? The first prize winner was an amazing picture. The painter had painted a picture of a scene, a very choppy scene and very stormy scene. And the ship was half sinking in those storms. And he had painted the pictures of the passengers of the ship, all horrified because they were sick. Someone had fainted because of fear. Somebody else was bashing his chest. Someone else was beating his head. And they all looked completely hopeless.
Ամպերով լիքը ու օթանավներին երթում պատերազմի օթանավներ, որ մի հատ ուրիշտեղ բոմբ գցեին.
And he had painted completely black clouds and black skies, and in the clouds you could see airplane which were going to bomb.
Որ՞մ է խաղաղություն.
Where is the peace here?
Ամեն ինչ անխաղաղ վիճակ էր ցույց տալիս.
Everything was depicting lack of peace.
Բայց այդ ամեն տեսարանների մեջ,
but within all that,
in
one corner, from within the sea, there was a rock going up. And at the top of the rock, a swallow with her chicks was singing in their nest peacefully regardless of what was going on around them. And this was the message of this
painting.
What the meaning behind this painting was that in the stormy world, such as the one we live in, there is a rock that if we take refuge in it, we can be peaceful and
we can see. Ամեն ինչ տեղը լինի եւ մենք խաղաղ լինենք, շատ հատուկ մեծ բան չեն կարել.
It's not a big deal if we have peace when everything is right, when the circumstances are right.
Ամեն ինչ պես լինի, մենք էլ ասենք, փառք Աստծո, խնդրում եմ, այդ անհավատ մեկերն էլ են կարող այդ բան անել.
If everything is right and you are praising the Lord, excuse me, even the unbelievers can do that.
Ճշմարիտ խաղաղությունը այն ժամանակ, որ ամեն բան հակառակ լինի, բայց մենք խաղաղություն ունենանք.
True peace is the one that when circumstances are not right, but we still experience that inner peace. And this is exactly the word that Jesus tell us. I give you of my peace. Not the way the world gives. Can't take it away from you either. I'm going to bring my message to the end. This peace has one other quality. Philippians 4, 7. Chapter 4, verse
7. Ասում է, Աստծո խաղաղությունը, որ ամեն մտքից ավելի վեր է, ձեր սրտերը եւ մտքերը պահպանեք Քրիստոս Հիսուսում։ Աստծո խաղաղությունը, որ ամեն մտքերից ավելի վեր է։ Ինչ ասում, կարդացեք բա։
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Այո, ամեն մտքից ավելի վրև է։
A peace that surpasses all understanding.
I think an inch.
What does it mean?
I think այս խելքը եւ այս միտքը չի կարող հասկանալ դրա.
That our finite mind cannot comprehend it.
Ոչ թե մտքի հակառակ է.
Not that it goes against our mind.
Այլ մտքիցը վրև է.
But it is above and beyond our mentality.
Անսահման խաղաղություն է.
Unlimited peace.
Սահմանափակ չի պայմաններին.
It has no borders, it has no relation to circumstances. It has no connection to circumstances of our life. This peace is assured regardless of circumstances, especially during difficulties. Paul and Silas were able to sing joyfully in prison. They had sores on their bodies, their feet chained up, bleeding. They had been tortured that very night. Probably the insects had got at them as well. In a dark, damp prison. And the following day they were going to be judged. And these two were singing away, praising the Lord. The ones, meaning Paul and Silas, were happier than the ones who administered the torture. Isn't this amazing? In those circumstances, these two were present. This is the peace that transcends all our understanding. And we need to have the peace of Jesus that transcends all our mind and understanding. Please bow your heads in prayer. Let us search our hearts.
Ես վստահ եմ, մեր մեջ կան անձնավորություններ, որ իրանց խաղաղությունը կորցրել են.
I am sure that amongst us are those who have lost their peace.
Եվ այսօր Հիսուսը հրավիրում է.
And Jesus today is inviting you.
Ինձ մոտ եկեք.
Come to me.
Իմ լուծը ձեր վրա առեք.
Take my yoke.
Ձեր մեղքերից ապաշխարեք.
Confess your sins, repent from them.
Իմ վրա ապավինեք.
Take refuge in me.
Ես ձեզ ներսից խաղաղություն կտամ.
I will give you peace from within.
Ես իմ խաղաղություն կտամ.
I will give you my peace.
Ես այն խաղաղությունը, որ ամեն մտքերից վրև է ձեզ կպարգևի.
I'll give you the peace that transcends all understanding.
Ես ձեր համար խաղաղությունը խաչի վրա պատրաստել եմ.
I have prepared peace for you on the cross. All of those who are in fear, who are in anxieties and worries, who've lost their hope, who're feeling sorry for themselves, who've lost the purpose of their lives, all those who nothing gives them joy, all of those whose backs are breaking from the pressures of this life, the Lord is saying, come on to me. I have come to give healing to the brokenhearted. I have come to deliver the captives. I have come to give release to the wounded. I have given to lift up the fallen ones. I have come to give comfort to those who are mourning. My brother and my sister, how much peace do you have? If you need more peace than you already have, please stand up so we can pray together. We will pray together and you will commit your burdens to the Lord. Look and see how burdened you are. I know that some of us are very highly strung in certain areas of our life. We are complaining, we are really torturing ourselves, we are screaming with pain. We argue. There's a struggle going on in our lives. But none of these actions can take our problems away. God wants you to be surrounded by armor of peace. Analyze and see which one of these three ways you have had shortcoming in dealing with. If you have not totally repented, repent right now. Say, dear Lord, I don't want to live and continue in this sin. I don't want this and that sin to be part of my life. I want you to wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. Purify me. Deliver me. I'm repenting right now. I'm confessing my sins. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me clean. Deliver me. Purify me. Oh my God. I hate all the sins I'm
doing.
And I don't want to live like this anymore. If you have not fully committed yourself to the Lord, if you haven't come under His yoke, say now, Lord, I accept your yoke. I want to follow your ways. I don't want to go the paths I used to go before. I want to follow your ways. And if you feel you cannot take refuge in the Lord, commit your worries to Him. Because He cares for you. Commit your worries into His hands. Because if you try and do it in your way, you make things worse. Let Him intervene. Allow Him to fight on your behalf. Then you will acquire the peace we're talking about. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for those who are standing. Whatever issues they have, whether it's repentance, whether it's commitment to you, whether it's to accept your yoke or taking refuge in you, Lord, I plead with you, Lord, let tonight be a beginning so that they can taste your peace, so that they can acquire the peace that they had and but now they've lost. Heavenly Father, our nerves, our emotions, our minds, our thoughts, our hearts, our bodies, our relationships, bless us abundantly with your heavenly blessings. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.